And you're listening to Letters in Politics. I'm Mitch Jezerich. The Reorient Festival is getting underway this weekend. It's a Middle Eastern theater festival, and it's going to present 10 plays in San Francisco. I'm now joined by two people who are very much a part of this festival. Taranj Yegazarian is the founding artistic director of Golden Thread Productions. And Manaf Alsafi is one of the actors. He's going to be playing and participating in three plays, City of Grubs, Voice Room, and Stuck. Manaf Alsafi, Taranj Yegazarian, good to have you all here.
Good morning, thanks.
Taranj, tell me first, as we begin, more about this festival. And it's been going on for what, 10 years now?
Yes, we celebrated the 10th anniversary in 2009, and since then it's become... It's being produced once every 3 years. Before that, it was annual. It's a festival of short plays. The idea is that we present a diversity of Middle East in one evening and bring diverse communities together.
Is there a theme of these
The theme is Middle East, and it's contemporary Middle East mainly.
Who are the playwrights? Is this new material, older material?
This is new material. We do try every time to include at least one play from the canon, in a way. And this year, that's Tawfiq al-Hakim, the founder of Egyptian Modern Theater. But mainly, the rest of the plays are selected from among submissions. We put an open call for submissions, and about 70-80 plays were submitted, and from that collection we selected about 6 of them, and then I added a couple more, one that I've translated and one that we solicited directly from the playwright.
Now, obviously the actors are here for the festival.
Yes, local actors.
What about the writers, though? Are they also local? Or?
There are 2 local writers, and then the rest of them are from the U.S. or international, actually.
So tell me about some of the international writers.
Iran, Iraq, Egypt, England. We have Armenian playwrights, Israeli playwrights. Actually, we don't have Israel. We have Jewish American playwrights, Palestinian playwrights. So it's a mix. Some are based in the U.S., some are based in the Middle East and Europe.
Okay. Manaf Alsafi, again, you're an actor, and you're going to be partaking in a few monologues, Grubs and Voice Room, or City of Grubs, excuse me. Tell me about those. Tell me about City of Grubs.
City of Grubs is a piece by Naomi Wallace. It's an excellent piece about a Arab Jew who migrates to the east coast of the United States. And I don't want to give away too much about it, but it's... I want you to come and see it. It's a fantastic story about, you know, immigration and identity and just, you know, the trials and tribulations and... of the immigration process, of the integration process, but also of, you know, the strength and the courage of people to overcome these things.
And you're playing an Arab Jew.
I am.
That's interesting. Tell me about the character.
The character, his name is Roland. He is an Arab Jew from Algeria. His immigration process to the United States, he is a father. He raises his family here and works in the United States and has some... events happen in his life, which I can't really get into on the air, but he has some events happen in his life which are which give him an opportunity to display his courage, his compassion, and his inner strength. And also they talk significantly about his identity as an Arab Jew, which I think is an identity that in the entire, you know, conflict in the Middle East is oftentimes or never spoken of or even really spoken about as an identity, but it is an identity that's out there. So it's very interesting to do a piece from that point of view.
Tell me about that dynamic of that identity. Does one struggle with it? Or?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I am an Arab, but I'm not an Arab Jew. But I would imagine that it is an identity which has no voice right now, or has a very small voice compared to an Arab Muslim or an Israeli Jew or an Arab Palestinian Christian. These are what we hear about in the region that are having conflict or are the citizens of that area or are the natives of that area. But there are Arab Jews from Iraq to Morocco. And I think strategically, you know, maybe that voice has sort of been put out, that identity has sort of been put out so that you can create another identity or so forth. That's a conversation for another day. But obviously in the piece, Roland almost in a comical way, but in a very serious manner, at the same time, addresses, you know, his identity, which is non-existent in the world, of being both Arab and Jew.
What other plays can you tell me about Toranj that they think are going to be interesting to people?
Well, I think all of them are interesting.
Of course.
So let's say the one that, since Monaf is here, the other one that Monaf is in, The Voice Room, is, I think, very interesting. And it's a new translation of a new play from Iran. We rarely see any new work from Iran. In fact, many people probably don't know that Iran has a very lively theater scene, very active, very political. So I think that would be interesting to experience. And then the third play that Monaf is participating in as a musician, Stuck, is kind of a poetic monologue that we are actually presenting as a hip-hop piece with music. So that's, I think, fun.
So a fusion there?
It's interesting because you always create with the talent that's in the room. So in this case, we had an Iranian-American actor and an Iraqi-American musician in the room who have very diverse talents. And when you put these two individuals together, I think you just, you know, come up with something really amazing. So it is a fusion of, I don't know, it's acoustic guitar and hip-hop and some video, and I don't know where we'll end up. We're still rehearsing.
It's been really exciting to be a part of that so far. Toranj came up with a great idea about the creation of this piece, and it's something that I recommend everybody come and see. It's going to be really, really fun.
Those plays are all part of Series B, which only has two performances, November 16th and 17th at Z-Space.
At Z-Space in San Francisco.
Yes.
And what's coming up first this weekend?
Series A is made up of six short plays, ranging from a classic by Tofiq al-Hakim, War and Peace, as I mentioned, and that's a sort of a symbolic piece. The characters are named War, Peace, and Politica, or in other words, diplomacy. And it really sort of poses a rhetorical question: can diplomacy ever succeed, given the playwright's own estimation of the abilities of War and Peace as characters in the world. So that's a classic, and that's being directed by Hafiz Karmali, who has a very sort of classical approach, and he's sort of staging it as a French farce.